Your reaction to tonight's 4-0 home win here tonight, Ryan?
Yeah, very, very pleased with the 3 points. We knew coming into the game was going to be difficult. Crusaders had a fantastic result last week, and we knew they'd be coming in to try and turn us over. But it was very, very important for us now, with getting teams at home, that we have to try and make this ground a difficult ground to come to. And I think we've done that tonight. I think we were very much in control of the game from very, very early on, and dictated the game with a few chances early on, and we got the goals, and that let us relax. But we said at half time that we had to pick it up. I thought we were losing a lot of areas in midfield, so we made a couple of changes. I thought we were a lot better in the second half. Lindsay Corey coming on gave us that bit of leadership, bit of quality. Jess Doran, Ollie Smith, young Louise McDaniel, Robson, all came on and done very, 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 very well, and worked very, very hard, and deserve 3 points in my opinion.
We stood right at the start. I think we had three really good chances in the first 10 minutes. We were hungry right from the start tonight, weren't we?
Yeah, we know the league is going to be very, very difficult, and playing against the top sides, especially at home, we need to get results. And the girls were aware of that, and we set the goal that we had to go and get out of the blocks nice and early. And we did create chances nice and early, and then we eventually got the goal to make the breakthrough. It was a fantastic finish by Kirsty McGuinness. And that's what Kirsty does, you know. She gets on the ball and she takes them half chances, and she's one of the best players in this league. But make no mistake about it, we have to keep working. I think the performance tonight was a professional one, but I don't think it's the level of standard or quality that I think this team has. So I will be looking Sunday, Monday to try and get it better for the Derry game.
It's still early days in the season. We're still finding a rhythm, as all the teams will be this early in the season.
Yeah, it's been a difficult pre-season for us, and I'm sure it's been a difficult pre-season for most of the clubs, obviously with our international players being away on international duty and other reasons throughout the country. But yeah, we're trying to build something here, and slowly but surely, step by step, week by week, hopefully we get better, we get fitter. And obviously this squad is a fantastic squad, and it's hard to leave out any of them. You know, it's 1-20 for me. It's not just 1-11, and they know they're important, and it's gonna take all the squad. That if we do achieve anything in the league or cups this year, that will take the 20 players, not just the 11.
Kirsty McGuinness hat trick tonight. You know, she's an amazing player, isn't she? When it comes to, you know, attacking and putting the ball in the net.
Yeah, Kirsty's a fantastic talent, but we don't just have Kirsty McGuinness at the club now. We have Ali Smith, who's a talented striker. We have Jess Doran, who's a talented striker. We also have young players coming through. We have Abby McGee coming through, who played on Monday night. Louise McDaniel, who played on Monday night and came on tonight. Young Megan Bell, who picked up a knock on Monday night. Unfortunately, that's why she wasn't involved tonight. But we have a great bunch of young players coming through, and it's important that the leaders and the senior players look after the young players and show them what this club's all about. And I think we are buying into that ethos again, and it's good to see.
Two clean sheets in the league so far. The defence is rock solid, isn't it?
Yeah, they usually say that forwards win you games, but defence wins you titles. And keeping clean sheets and being strong at the back is very, very important for us as in our league campaign. And I thought the back four plus the goalkeeper was very, very good tonight. Goalkeeper didn't have much shots to do, but her starting position was fantastic, and the way she dictated her box was great. Two centre halves, that's the second performance they've done, once against Newry, now against Crusaders. And then when Sarah Haddock came on, showed her quality, and obviously Hannah Doherty is a fantastic player as well. So yeah, we have a good side there, and we just have to keep our concentration, and we have to keep working hard and build on that.
Next Wednesday is an interesting game. First time we'll have played Derry City here at Rathmore. That'll be a game to look forward to, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be an exciting game. It'll be their first taste of playing Linfield, and we will welcome them down with open arms here. And it's great to see them in the league. And I'm sure as the weeks go on, they'll find out that this league is the most competitive it's ever been. And I'm sure they're learning as they go along with the teams that they play week by week.
Well done tonight, Ryan, and obviously all the very best for next Wednesday.
Thanks, Andy.